to our continued coverage of Co-op Solutions Think Conference here in lovely Chicago, Illinois. Look who's in the studio lounge, Mr. Paul Love from Co-op Solutions. How are you, Paul?
Great, thank you. I love doing these, and this is, we were just talking, my third time, and you always make it fun.
So third time's a charm, so I'll watch out for this one.
Oh, that'll be a good one. Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Watch out for this one. We're going to get the dirt now. No. We're talking cybersecurity today. But first, how's the conference going for you?
Oh, great conference. Chicago's great. I love coming back out here, but great venue, and the conversations that are being had, especially outside of the actual presentations, have been just amazing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The collaboration, people are super eager to start talking again and really doing the right thing for members,
mm-hmm,
right? And,
mm-hmm,
and whether it's co-op or the credit unions, you can see that in the excitement of people's faces. I love that. That's very
I think people are just excited to get back together again.
I think that's
you?
A primary one, but the common sense of mission and stuff, it's just like, I'm actually super jazzed up about just all the presentations, and it's been a great program so far.
Good.
Really picked up a lot, even being an employee of co-op, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm picking up a lot even from hearing our executives talk, right? And some of their passions, mm-hmm, and some of their personal stories, mm-hmm, they're sharing with us. So it's been very, very good conference.
Well, this conference, I mean, it's just, you guys knock it out of the park every time you do it. Even the virtual ones were really, really good.
Yeah,
so
they do a great job.
You guys set the bar for sure.
They spend a lot of time on it to make it a quality experience, and our marketing team's great.
Yep.
Love working with them.
Oh, yeah. Hands down, the best. So, all right, sir, let's talk about cybersecurity, something that's top of mind for everybody,
mm-hmm,
probably till the end of time, it seems like.
Yep.
It will be. So this is a loaded question for you, but so what are some of the most pressing cybersecurity issues for credit unions today? Because, I mean, I'm sure there's a bunch of them, but top three, top two?
So I would say it's probably, you've heard me say this before, but, you know, it's a lot of the same types of threats out there, like phishing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you'll see phishing is a very common way of delivering bad software to companies. So that would be one. The emergence of fraud and security working together, I mean, that's been for years, but you're starting to see, or continuing to see, where the fraudsters are using security events or security methods to break into an organization and commit fraud and to expand their list of information.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're just seeing a continued convergence. The thing that's changed is it continues to accelerate very fast, or the methods that they're using are accelerating much, much faster every year. So, you know, there's not a 20-day delay between when a security weakness is listed and when somebody takes advantage. It's seconds sometimes, right? And it's less sophistication on the part of the attacker. It doesn't require the skill sets, right? So you're seeing the commoditization of security continue, and it's been going on for years, mm-hmm, but it's just getting more and more refined and unfortunately better.
Yeah.
And that's why the security teams need to have better tools,
right,
and make sure ultimately that the employees are your first line.
Mm-hmm.
And we always say this, like, the employees are the most important part. Make sure your employees understand that there are threats out there,
mm-hmm,
and do phishing training and things like that.
Well, they're the most important part, and yet they're the most vulnerable part, right?
Yeah, and they can either be a strength or a weakness.
Yeah,
and, you know, for our organization, I say our employees are a strength, right? We're very, very security conscious. Our executive management cares deeply about security, and not just in saying the words, but the investments they've made in the security team and their support of things like making sure that people are aware and supporting the phishing testing program. Just, you know, having strong management support, not just in concept, but in, you know, active engagement,
mm-hmm,
right? Like, our executive management team goes through all the same training that the employees go through. And that, while that seems like it's a minor thing, it's a very important message that gets out to people that, hey, our executives care about
security.
Doing
the same thing, right?
And they're not going and saying they're special. They are participating just as much as you are. So it shows the employees in a very subtle way that they're willing to lead from the front.
Yeah.
Which, you know, when I was in the Marine Corps, you know, the leaders who were beloved the most were the ones who led from the front,
right,
who, like, were sitting out there with the people and, you know, eating the same food,
mm-hmm,
we were, and freezing,
mm-hmm,
just like we,
mm-hmm,
were. You know, it makes a big difference.
Yeah. Indeed. Almost kind of like servant leadership.
Yeah, so, exactly. No, yeah. That's exactly what it is. And I think our management really portrays that. And I've seen that a lot in the credit union movement, too. And that's one reason I love credit unions is, not to disparage any other industry, but you know, credit unions just are all about caring about people, and that servant leadership mindset goes in all aspects. You can't fake it, right? I mean, it becomes part of security, it becomes part of the fraud and the operation. So it's, I love the credit union movement for that.
Yeah, I do too. That's that's part of the reason why we're here.
Yes.
So yeah, it's very infectious in a good way.
It is. Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about the second question here. So do you see cybersecurity as an extension of an organization's overall customer experience strategy?
Absolutely, yes. So, you know, security can be a hindrance to customer experience.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, it's very easy. I used to say it's very easy to secure a company out of business. Right? It takes no skill set. You don't have to think. Just make it very difficult to do anything.
Yeah.
The skill comes in making sure that you've balanced the security aspects with the ability for speed, right? Which is something they've been talking about here at Think, is, you know, making sure the customer experience is, you know, that it's very speedy, that things can happen with little interruption, or I think the word is not traction. I don't remember the exact wording, but basically making sure that the customer experience is very, very seamless. And, you know, that's something that we consider when we're building products or when we're thinking about working with our end users, is ensuring that security, we do enough security to protect our organization, but not do so much security that the business can't function.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
And that's a fine line, and you know, and that's what makes the job interesting.
Yeah.
So, you know, it absolutely, if we were to say, okay, we want to set 45 character passwords to log in to access your account, you may rethink your relationship to that organization, right? Now, if we make it so that you can do, you know, other technologies like fingerprints or biometrics or things like that, you know, you're still getting security, but you're not interfering with the relationship. And that's things that we think about here at Co-op.
Ah, love that, love that. So how can a credit union keep up with the growing number of threats from cyber criminals and the autonomous technologies they are deploying? That seems like a never-ending race.
Yeah, and it's getting faster and faster.
Yeah.
And you know, the thing is, and I think we talked about this a couple years ago, and it was going to sound very familiar, but you know, making sure that you have an individual focused on security. Even if you're a small credit union and you can't have a single individual full time, at least have somebody whose job that is.
You have to have that today.
Yeah,
sure.
to make people aware and to keep on, because if you have someone thinking about it, they will go out and look for what the new threats are and make sure that systems are patched in a timely manner. So, you know, no matter how large you are, have somebody, or how small you are, have somebody, you know, that's just thinking about security and making sure that they're bringing in new information that's out there. Like, you know, is somebody considered geopolitical effects, right? Like, is there, you know, is some nation state going to just generally target financial services? Okay, let's make sure that all of our external facing systems were looking for, you know, attacks from this specific region, right? Like, it's, if you start thinking about that and somebody's doing that, then you can start to pay attention more. And then, you know, outsource if you can. If you aren't able to hire people, try to outsource capability and so forth. But yeah, it's an ever-growing problem. But, you know, I think in the credit union space especially, because there's such a focus on the people, that people care about security. So you're seeing, even if you throughout credit unions or throughout organizations, security is just kind of second nature. It's not as hard to sell security, like within Co-op, right? When I first got here, it wasn't hard to sell security because people got it. Whereas when I first started, I had to convince people that security was important. It's like, wait, we don't want to have a password to log in. You know, 30 years ago, now it's
now I can't wait to get rid of them.
Yes, and having more secure password system like
instead.
Biometrics. Or
yeah.
It's like talking to people about biometrics 10 years ago, it's like, I don't want stuff looking in my eyes or my fingerprints. Now it's an engagement with those type of technologies.
Now I do. I want that for sure. Get me in there faster. So what's unique about the way Co-op approaches cybersecurity that credit unions can like emulate?
Yeah, so I would say again that the way we think about security is that it's part of our customer experience, our members, what we're helping the credit unions with. We think about security, you know, there's teams within the organization that I don't even have to talk too much about security just because I know they do security on their own. So the way we think about it is, this will sound a little cliche, but it's almost in our DNA at this point, and that's, ever since I've joined, you know, security every year has gotten better and better. Mm-hmm. And as an organization, we think about security and always. Does that mean we're perfect? No, right? No organization, any organization that tells you they're perfect, be careful because there's always things to learn. You could spend, there's companies who spent $500 million on security and still had problems. Mm-hmm. So, but the way we think about it is in our DNA, we think about security all very often, and you know, and privacy. I'm also the privacy mm-hmm. officer too, so we're thinking about those aspects. And you know, there's doing some, there are also the integrations that we have, like the ethical data use team that we have that was started by one of my colleagues, Catherine Maloney, I think you talked to her earlier. You know, like we're thinking, you know, that group is thinking about how do we use data ethically, but also securely, and considering people's privacy. So mm-hmm. you're seeing all this convergence of mm-hmm. different things together mm-hmm. to make security just part of what we do.
Yeah.
So that it's not like a, we need to think about security. It's like, oh, this is what we do. It's like breathing.
Exactly. Right? So. I was thinking the same thing. It's almost like, especially for a credit union member, that they don't have to think about it anymore. Although we do, kind of probably subconsciously, I know I do. I'm constantly thinking about it, but it's not like an overt thing anymore.
Yeah.
Unless there's some sort of weird ransomware thing going on or something like that, then it comes to the forefront and then it eventually goes back. Knowing that my credit union is on top of it, it really gives me a lot of peace of mind, I guess.
Yeah.
So I don't have to think about it, even when I'm doing my touch ID or the face thing or whatever. So it's like, when I do that type of stuff, I'm like, hey, you know what, my credit union gets it. So it's, I get exactly what you're talking about.
And I'm the same way. Like if I see my credit union doing security, I it's not intrusive. It's not like, oh, this is awkward. Yeah. Okay, I need to do this, and this. It's just part of how you do things. So, and that's, again, that's the thing I enjoy about this organization is that, you know, our executive management all the way down to, you know, the individuals answering phones, they're mm-hmm. always thinking about the members.
Yeah.
And part of that is security and privacy.
And the other side of the coin, though, if I go to like another financial, if I ever went to another financial institution mm-hmm. and they didn't have that type of stuff, I wouldn't go.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, if they don't have like the touch ID option or a face ID or something like that, I wouldn't go there.
Well, and that's one thing I share with teams is that, you know, you have to think about security as a component of the business. You know, like you don't buy a car because of the seatbelts. But if a car doesn't have seatbelts and you have a family, you're not going to buy it, right?
Yeah.
So it's not the reason you do things, but if you don't have it and it's not effective, it's absolutely a reason why you wouldn't buy it.
Yeah.
So, you know, we try to make sure that we integrate security in a way that knowing that we need to have those things mm-hmm. so that people just don't have to think about it. It's just, oh, okay, you got it. Good.
Yeah. Non-intrusive is the word.
Yes. Yeah, the word of the year is non-intrusive security.
Exactly.
I think I may have to take that from
you. Can you tagline that?
Yeah, I'll give you credit.
Hey, wait a minute. Let me trademark that. Then you can have it.
Okay.
All right, Paul, anything else to add? I mean, we could talk about this for two
hours. We almost always do again of going over time. But no, I mean, security will continue to be a focus. And, you know, just take the basic steps. I would say if I would leave your listeners for, the things that they can do is don't open attachments you weren't expecting, right? Standard stuff. Don't click on links you weren't expecting and make sure your systems are patched, right? Yeah. If you do those three things on your personal life, you're going to protect yourself and your family. So that's what I always, whenever I get the opportunity in front of somebody, I will always tell them, hey, think of those three things.
Those top three,
They're very easy and, you know, protect yourself. You'll take those habits into work too.
So. Good deal. Yeah. Spread the word.
Yeah.
Spread the word.
Absolutely.
All right, Paul. Well, always an education, always entertaining as well. So thank you for your time as always and look forward to the next chat.
Yeah, thank you.
Never ending stuff here for sure.
Thanks so much.